Councillors. Item 12, community programs. Mr CEO.
Mr Mayor, there are no community programs reports.
Thank you. Item 13, corporate services. 13.1, evaluating community engagement, which is page 409 of our papers. Do I have a mover? Councillor Griffith Christopoulos.
I move that the recommendation be adopted, Mr Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Griffith Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Councillors, Manningham City Council is committed to consulting and engaging with our community, and it considers it an essential component of good governance and leadership and an important element of our democratic process. We know that an empowered community is one that actively participates and influences decisions that affect their lives, and we're here to listen to those as well. The engagement framework was adopted by Council back in 2014 to ensure we have a strategic, consistent and best approach to community engagement. The purpose of this addendum is to further enhance existing framework by providing a guiding policy document for all engagement activities undertaken by Manningham City Council, including its evaluations. It ensures that the Council meets requirements for the Victorian Auditor General's Office for the Better Practice Guide on Public Participation in Government Decision Making and the requirements of the Local Governance Performance Reporting Framework Indicators. While the community engagement provides a guidance to enhance Council ability to make well-informed, sustainable decisions, it does not replace the final decision-making power of the elected councillors. So, councillors, I ask that that you all adopt this recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, councillor. Councillor Kleiner. Thank you. Is there a speaker against? In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for, those against, carried. Item 13.2, 2015-16 Financial Report and Performance Statement, adoption in principle, page 424.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Goff. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And in many ways, this is just a process getting up to our annual report, so we can actually have an annual report coming out in a little while. But, councils now are required to use a format that's, I suppose, designed by the state government for us to sort of answer a few questions of how we've performed over the year. And there are a number of measures that they've got in there that we have to look at with regard to our performance, our financial status and our sustainability into the future, which there are a number of questions and measures that we're answering in our report and format. Our report has gone through the Audit Committee, and there is no, I think it's a very important word. What is the word that they use? It's a lovely word. Issues of significance. So there were no issues of significance in our report, which is, I understand to a lot of accountants and auditors and everything else, is magic to their ears, because if there is anything of significance, they get very, very agitated and very, very busy. So, Mr Mayor, this is going off. It's going to get the signature of yourself and Councillor Haynes, and I like the little proviso we've got there if one of you drop off the perch, because any other councillor can do it. But listen, this is going forward, and in many ways, it's a great job that Manningham is in the sound position it's in, and that's reflected within the. We do tick a lot of the boxes, so we're not a standout council as far as many issues with regard to our status and organisation. So congratulations to the organisation, and it's a great report.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. I agree with everything Councillor Goff has said, and just to thank the officers and each and every person to do with our financial report and performance and helping us to keep this place in a good financial position, because it doesn't just take a few pieces of paper. It takes a lot of work to get the finances to a place where people are very comfortable and have no issues of significance.
That's a lot of ratepayer dollars.
And they've been used and put in a way that the report has been able to be presented to the public and that we can adopt it here in principle, and I hope that people do take notice in it and the amount of effort that it takes to put together such an organisation. And I just thank the organisation for putting a report together that isn't too difficult to read and has all the boxes ticked as far as what the state government has requested. So thank you all, and I ask my fellow councillors to also support the adoption of this.
Thank you, councillor. Do I have a speaker against? That being the case, I'll put the motion. Those for? Against? It's carried. Thank you. Item 13.3, Financial Status Report, June 2016. Do I have a mover?
Mr. Mayor, I move the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Councillor O'Brien.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. There be any speakers against? I'll therefore put the motion. Those for? Against? That is carried. Thank you. Congratulations, Mr. Eyre. Well done. Item 13.4, Citizen Connect. Do I have a mover?
I move that the recommendation be adopted, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleinert. Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor, Citizen Connect is all about engaging our customers in how they contact our officers and how they interact with officers within the Manningham City Council. It's increasing its emphasis on delivering services to meet our citizens' needs, expectations and their preferences. We're going through an IT transformation project, which is already underway, to improve those service delivery and business processes to make the organisation more contemporary. And we're also focused on broadening its capability to better connect with our citizens. Our council-only plan initiative set the wheels in motion to undertake a review and identify the future customer service roadmap and its strategy. And this allows Manningham's vision, a number of strategies to be adopted. And some of these recommendations, councillors, is to replace the current decentralisation approach to customer service needs with a centralised service. So each customer can come in and actually speak to a person directly as opposed to going through the telephones. It's a single point of contact for multiple services with a first call resolution, increasing accountability for service delivery and performance, introduce service standards, the skills and protocols to improve the quality and consistency of the customer experience, increase the speed at which we answer the calls, and decrease our call abandonment rate. It also, implementation of the customer relationship management, or CRM solution. It gives us a complete view of our citizens and how they, many and various transactions and interactions they have with us. Building a better picture of why customers contact us, and that allows council to then develop and move forward in their forward thinking of how we change and amend our processes. It leverages insights into improved customer experience process, linking back our back of office systems to provide our citizens with a single view of interactions with council, and providing a centralised portal where citizens can easily submit and track service requests, submit applications or pay an account from anywhere, anytime on any service. And also we have continued to use technology as an enabler for the organisation to be more contemporary, such as programs as Customer Relationship Management System, Citizen Connect Online Payments, the Telephony Upgrade, Online Planning Applications, Vehicle Detection System, Event Management System, Data Cleansing Warehousing and Infringement Reforms. So I ask that we adopt this recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kleinert. Councillors, I'd encourage you to support this. I'm not going to go on about it. This is, in my view, an opportunity for us to enhance the use of technology to better enable the organisation to meet the current and future needs of our municipality. It's a great move on our behalf as a council to make this investment in technology to improve the organisation, and it's a good strategic move that we as a council have come together to make. And I commend the organisation for bringing it forward. Any other speakers against? In that case, councillors, I'll ask the mover to wrap up. No?
Nothing to add.
Thank you. True. That is true. No, I was speaking for. It's all right. I'm sorry. I'll get my brain in gear in a second. throw off this cold.
We'll call the doctors.
Thank you. Thank you, councillors, for the reminder. I'll put the motion. Those for, those against, that is carried. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that we'll be clearing the questions box shortly. Please submit any questions that you may have in the next few minutes. I would also stress that I will deal with a maximum of 2 questions per person. If you have more than 2 questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the council through the normal channels. Item 14, Chief Executive Officer. Item 14.1, Local Government Act Review Directions Paper Submission, page 425. Do I have a mover?
I'll move the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Grivakostopoulos. Councillor O'Brien.
Yeah, this is a 27-year-old act that is constantly going through fine-tuning, as it should. And what we have before us today is an opportunity to let our concerns and voice known about some of the proposals that are currently being considered by this government, who made it an election promise to fine-tune this act. The directions paper is divided into 10 specific groupings, and they range from everything from consistency in rating to remuneration of the CEO in terms of transparencies, giving the mayor greater powers and longer tenure, democratic voting rules, supporting higher participation, which basically means greater community involvement, some of the decision makings, which is great. So this is a submission that has to be back to the Department of Local Government by the 16th of September, and I encourage you to adopt the officer's recommendation and get it into the department.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Grivakostopoulos.
Nothing further to add, Mr. Lee.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against the item? In that case, I'll put it. Those for, those against, that's carried. We'll move on to 14.3, as there was a typo in the paperwork, ladies and gentlemen. 14.3, council meeting schedule for September to November 2016, page 438. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Goff. Councillor O'Brien.
Only just to point out to fellow councillors that this is a reason for the mayor to call 2 special meetings, one outside caretaker and one within. And it's basically to do with the adoption of the annual report, which basically needs to go through a process in itself. It also allows the CEO to call for a special meeting of the newly elected council on Tuesday the 8th of November. And whoever those councillors may be, congratulations to them.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Klein. Goff, sorry. Councillor Goff.
No, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Are there any speakers against? I'll put the motion. Those for, those against, carried. Item 14.4, Record of Assembly of Councillors, August 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Grivakostopoulos.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Downing. Councillor Grivakostopoulos.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Downing.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for, against, that's carried. Item 14.5, documents for sealing, 30 August 2016.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted with the addition of the following agreements, the deed of renewal and variation of lease, Council on Living and Learning at Ajani Incorporated, part 284 to 302 Thompson's Road, Lower Templestowe, and the deed of renewal and variation of lease, Council on Doncaster Kindergarten Association Incorporated, part 687 Doncaster Road, Doncaster.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder?
I second that.
Councillor Haynes. Councillor Grivakostopoulos.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for, against, that is carried. Item 15, urgent business reports.
Mr. Mayor, there are no urgent business reports.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. We have dealt with item 16. We've dealt with item 17. This takes us to item 18, questions from the public. Mr. CEO, are there any written questions?
There are no questions.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Item 19, questions without notice from councillors. Councillor Galbally. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Councillor Kleiner. Thank you. Councillor Goff.
No, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Downey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I've got a few things that I would like to make you aware of. Are you aware that later in the week, Cafe Orchard will reopen after a closure of over a month? So that's very nice to see that that cafe will be reopening again.
It is indeed. Thank you for letting me know, Councillor.
Are you aware that the YMCA is developing a number of programs for our prime movers people? They're doing one called Lungs in Action, which is for people who are on air support, and another one, Prime Mind and Body Class, which is for people with dementia, which is really important and working well with us because we're working towards making Manningham a dementia-free city. So I think these are two really great classes that are being developed by the YMCA and have had someone specially trained to do it.
They are indeed, Councillor. Thank you for bringing them to our attention.
Also, are you aware that Rock Up Netball has had some classes this year for people over 15, but even as old as seniors like me, who are interested in netball? They had a series this term and they're going to go on and have a series of classes next term. They're held at the Templestowe Pavilion. I'm not sure that I'll be doing any more because it was a bit too twisting and turning on my knees, but it's a really great program and I'd like to see more people that are fit and active taking part in it.
Thank you, Councillor.
And lastly, I'd like to make you aware that on my travels around the city, I was recently at the Donvale Bowling Club where they remarked that they were delighted with the rapid action they got from our officers when the building was broken into, and they were really delighted with the speed which Dario and his team reacted to it and sorted things out because it was quite a nasty break-in. The other one that I'd like to make you aware of was when I was up at Wonga Park at the weekend and I called in on the tennis club to see our renovations, which have been done in recent times, and it has been fraught with problems. There have been a number of problems, but I'd like to make you aware that I spoke to the president of the tennis club who said he was delighted with the way Dario and his team had reacted to problems that they had with the roof leakage.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Councillor. We appreciate it. Councillor Grivakostopoulos.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor O'Brien.
Mr. Mayor, I will just say that, are you aware this is our last ordinary council meeting? Mr. Mayor, what an extraordinary 4 years it's been. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of thank yous go out to everyone around this table, but more so on the outer table, particularly the officers who have spent many late nights with us at SBS, many late nights with us in terms of coming to... to the community consultation meetings and obviously putting up with some of the issues that have come before us. I won't go through those people I like to thank, but one in particular does stand out, and he's in your department, Mr. Harrison, and that's Sebesh Nu, I think, who does an extraordinary job. Every time I put a resident in front of Sebesh, I get nothing but praise, nothing but praise. And I think he's just an extraordinary person that deals with extraordinary issues and does them well. So please convey that back to him, if you wouldn't mind, Mr. Lee Harrison. No other comments.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. I'm sure Sebesh is an example, like many other people who work in this organisation who work so hard for the community. As you identified, thank you. Councillor Haynes.
Calhoun.
Councillor Calhoun.
Name hasn't changed this week, but thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Ladies and gentlemen, that takes us to item 20, confidential reports. I need to advise members of the public here tonight that Council will now be going into a closed meeting session. to consider a matter of confidential nature and ask that you vacate the council chamber while this is considered. When finished, you are welcome to return and, if necessary, have discussions with councillors at the end of the meeting. You are certainly welcome to do so. If we could please have the room for a few minutes.